Hi, this is Brett Young.
Brett Young's on the line, everybody.
Hey,
hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, well, here's the deal. Whitney's here. That's me. There's Jackie. There's Dana.
Hey.
Minaj is listening in.
Hey.
Y'all sound like you're having a party.
Yeah, well, we understand that we pulled you away from Dan Huff.
That's okay. He can wait.
Here's what I really want to know. Did you say to Dan Huff, sorry, man, I got a bigger name under the line?
That's exactly it. And you know what? He understands. He knows he's not. He doesn't carry a lot of weight around this town.
So. No, not at all. Poor Dan. Yeah. One day he'll get something right.
We hope so.
Yeah. Brett, congratulations on Mercy. It went platinum.
Thank you so much. That's really, really exciting. I love that song.
This song, I got to tell you, ask Jackie, about the first, I kid you not, 15, 20 times we played it.
It still happens, actually.
It does. I had to recover, like, after playing it. Like, I would have to take the deep breath.
I took you to that place.
You did. It's that word, mercy. I remember once there was a breakup, and I was breaking up with someone, and they used the term, have a little mercy, and it just about killed me.
Yeah, it's a really powerful word, especially when you apply it to, like, you know, either the way that you handle the breakup itself or the way that you handle, you know, moving on past the breakup, especially if you're the one doing the breaking up. It's so easy for you because you're prepared for it, ready for
exactly.
it. To then feel like it's okay to, like, check in with that person or totally, like, inconsider about the fact that they might need to use a different process in moving on than you, you know?
Exactly. But no breakups for you getting married. Look
you.
At you. This is your year, my
yeah.
friend.
We're done with the breakup crap.
Yeah. Who needs that? Are you getting married this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we're trying to. We're man, this Thomas Rhett tour runs all the way through the end of October, and then I'm going back out on tour again for the last 6 weeks of the year. So we're trying to squeeze it in that window, and it's I never knew how much went into wedding planning, or also I've never been so impressed with Taylor as I have been, how hard she's been working to try to make this happen. But I think we're going to be able to squeeze it in before the end of the year.
Awesome. And I here's a quote that I read was, she's working really hard to plan the wedding, and I volunteered to stay out of the way unless she really needs my help with something. Kudos to you.
Yep, good job.
Best advice.
Yeah, it's like, it is the right advice. Also, it's like, I think most guys would prefer that route anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But then some guys think, no, I've got to step in and show what sort of plate pattern I would like. No, you don't. You don't care.
No.
We've planned this since we were like four.
Right?
Yeah, and also, you're not. If you think you're going to sit down and eat at your own wedding, you're a crazy person anyway. Who cares about the
wedding? So true. I got an off-the-wall question right before you called in. We were talking about carotid arteries.
Very random.
It's
that
true.
That transitioned quickly.
Yeah.
What a weird segue.
I know. I'm so good. I was actually going to open with that, but then when I found out that, you know, Mercy's gone platinum, I figured that was the bigger story. But,
okay, so we're working our way back to the original opening.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, where I wanted to start, you know, and your success kind of co-opted that, but that's okay. I'm happy for you. But, we were talking about carotid arteries and how once I had blood taken out of that artery and it was very scary, and then everybody started talking about their neck phobias. And another one of mine is Adam's apples. And Jackie said when men are shaving, like, it puts them over the edge.
It's too much.
So I looked at more photos of you. You have a prominent Adam's apple. Do you ever freak yourself out?
No, I don't. I could see why that would be scary. But, like, also, I don't know a lot of men that are, like, grabbing a three-blade razor and just going to town on their Adam's apple. Like, you pull the skin to the side and then shave it and then pull it to the other side. I've never shaved over my Adam's apple once.
Oh, so it does freak you out. Okay. Hey, Banaj, what do you do?
I shave, but I completely skip over that part. That's very scary.
You have, like, braidable neck hair coming out of your ass.
Just that one spot, one area.
I mean, that might end up being the new thing.
I'm checking my neck now. No, I really don't have one. Okay.
Well, it's only like a
braid
guy thing.
Or...
Yeah. Yeah, well, no. I mean, every now and then you see a woman who has a little bit of one, and it's like, well, that's fine. You know, everybody has their own thing. You don't have to shave it when you're a chick, though, I don't think.
I would hope not.
I don't think you do. You're on the Life Changes Tour with Thomas Rhett. Then you have your own thing going on at the end of the year. You might get married. Did I hear you're working on another album?
We are. In fact, that's, I was originally going to meet with Dan. It's pushed it back a little bit so we could get on the horn and chat with you guys. But this will be probably the second to last vocal session to finish out this second record. We're really close.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So what does that mean? I know that you get really close and then it's finished and they have to sit for like, what, 2-3 years before they get the thing out?
No, you know what? Mercy will be the last single off the first record. So as soon as Mercy runs its course completely, you know, they'll be the first single off the second record. We'll go to radio probably September.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, we're ready. I've heard all this stuff about Sophomore Slump and the second album, and it scared me enough that I brought Riders out every weekend last year on the Lady Antebellum tour. So we had this thing written, you know, last year, and so we just didn't want to fall behind the eight ball with it, and we wanted to, you know, the fans have been so amazing, but it's been, you know, by the time this next album comes out, it'll be 2.5 years on the first one, and so I didn't want to make everybody that's been so patient and so supportive wait anymore for new music.
Wow, that's awesome. And you must have some great stuff going on if we're talking about September. Like, do you know what you're going to release? I'm not going to ask you what it is. I want to.
Oh, yeah. We've already shot the music video and everything. I'm excited.
In Newport, right?
We did. We went back to one of my favorite bars from where I grew up. And it's called the Stag Bar right there by the Newport Beach Pier. And I've known Mario, who owns that, for years. He owns a bunch of other bars and restaurants in town that I played at, you know, 12, 13 years ago. So we went back and we shot in Stag Bar and we got a little house on the beach and we're excited. I mean, we're ready for this one. The first single's already mastered and ready to be sent out when Mercy's done.
Oh, hang on a second. Since Dana is the stalker, Dana, what's the name of the song?
Oh, that.
Oh, you don't know?
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Oh. She doesn't. That's
can
you
a good,
tell
really,
us or
really
no?
good lie.
All right, so we'll look for that in September. Mercy, has not run its course. I don't think it'll ever run its course in my life. It has the effect, dude, let me tell you.
Thank you.
And just to close out with a fun fact, it has nothing to do with your Adam's apple or nothing like that. Dane actually worked with you on a show in Riverside.
Yep.
And your green room say it, Dana, because you wrote it weird. Like, I can't decipher it, but go ahead.
His green room was my best friend's parents' RV for the show we put together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my parents experienced some real, like record-setting drunk people.
It was such a weird show. It was like a Harley / country mix. It was really strange.
Yeah, no, it was a one-of-a-kind.
I can't imagine that Stags doesn't get like that sometimes too, dude. Come on.
Hey, but that was like a hometown show for me, so that was a blast.
Well, congratulations, because now it's not just the hometown that knows about you. Everybody knows about Brett Young.
I'm not mad about that. That's
no. Mercy is a tune. The album right now is Brett Young, the new one. Do you have a name for the new one?
I do. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it is yet.
He's born to supersede you, so yeah. No, I get it.
Here's the good news. All that means is we got to get on the horn again here soon after it's out.
That's a deal. That is a deal.
You promise, catch Pinky Gray?
Hey, how about the name of your solo tour at the end of the year? Do you have a name for that?
That's a wonderful question. We haven't named that yet. Last year at the end of the year, I did my first little headlining tour. We called it Caliville, and that seemed to be a big hit because everybody knows my connection and to California and Nashville. So I want to come up with something really clever, and the album itself won't be out yet, so we're probably not going to name it after the album. So you just reminded me I don't have a name for it, and I got to get to work on that.
Listen, I'm here to help.
You're so helpful, and this carotid artery thing, I mean, man, just really made my day.
I'm so glad. Listen, go back, tell Dan Huff about that story. Maybe there's an album title in there somewhere.
I'm going to need to ask everybody that I see for the next couple of days how they approach shaving their Adam's apple.
Right. Or don't, as in Vinaj's life.
Yeah, or leave that alone. Yeah. I will say this, but like on that topic, you...
What?
I lost everything.
And we did too.
On that topic.
Yep. Nope. That was his phone dropped out.
Okay. See if he calls back.
Oh, what a cliffhanger.
Still connected, technically. Maybe that was just his way of saying goodbye. On that topic.
Click.
On that topic, I got to go.
That's how Brett hangs up.
On that topic.
On that topic. What a cliffhanger.
Hey!
What happened? We were all like, all right, okay, enough with the suspense. Have at it.
I gotta leave you with this because it was the next thing that started your whole conversation, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I have like, it's not a big deal, but I have nerve damage like in my neck, shoulder, and a little bit of my arm, and it's all the same nerve bundle. But anyways, it causes me to have, you know, the front of your neck, like the right above your collarbone, that like little gap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like the front of your trap muscle there, but it's right above your collarbone. There's like a little, like you, we got little holes there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like little pockets. Well, I get on my left side, it, because of that nerve damage and probably the way I tense up, I get like a knot like you would get in your back, like a muscle knot, but I get it in that little hole.
Ooh.
Oh.
And it's such a weird place, and it doesn't gross me out at all. It actually feels good to have it massaged. But my fiance, Taylor, cannot stand touching it. Like, it's not something you see. It's maybe the size of like a marble, like, you know, it's not big, but it's like, you know, those knots that are like kind of grainy and gross to massage because they crackle.
Yeah.
Oh, and she just feels like she's like poking in my neck, and she just can't stand it. So it's my favorite thing in the world to go, babe, I hate to do this to you, but I'm having a rough day.
I'm stressed out.
I'm real stressed out, and I'm just gonna need you to dig into my neck hole, babe. Just get into my neck hole. Really do, and it just cracks me up because she'll do it because she's awesome and she knows it really does help me. But her face while she does it is just like somebody torturing her, or like torturing kittens or babies or something. It's just the worst look on her face, and it's my favorite.
She's an incredible woman. No wonder you're marrying her.
Exactly. She will deal with my neck stuff.
Maybe she'll shave Benaj's Adam's apple too. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I think we need to go back to this neck beard braid thing. I think this could be really something.
Start a trend.
Growing my Adam's apple. Hair.
Brett Young, thank you so much for dealing with us.
You guys are so much fun. Anytime. Let's talk about the new album when I'm allowed to say more.
You got it. You know the phone number. We'll take your call.
All right. I appreciate you guys so much.
Brett Young, everybody. Yeah. Thank you, Brett.
Bye, guys.